Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get into all the Major League Baseball action with Season 2 of Play Loud, exclusively on the MLB YouTube channel. Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the game on the field and in the dugout during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Follow along and be part of the fun alongside some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season.
That is out of the ballpark!
Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto in the field or listen in on the hilarious conversation between Eduardo Escobar and Francisco Lindor in the dugout. Tune in for live reactions from players across the league with unprecedented access. Play Loud is your exclusive look into the fun of the game. You never know what you're going to see or hear. Play Loud. It's baseball like you've never watched before. Tune in for new episodes of Play Loud, only on the MLB YouTube channel.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It just struck me that it's the last Hump Show of summer, kind of. Summer actually extends to the third week of September. And it does seem like the summer weather is going to be around for a bit. But for all intents and purposes, for what we do here on the show, and for many of you who are sending kiddos back to school or going back to school yourself, Labor Day marks the end of fun summer. After that, it's summer, but it's not the kind of summer fun or summer implications that we think of when summertime comes up. So this is our last hump show of summer. And actually our last hump show of August. Wednesday is actually August 31st, the last day of the month. Dog days are just about over. Whew. Sometimes I think it went relatively slow just because it was a challenging summer. And other times I think, I don't even know what happened this summer. A lot of it was a blur. So here we go. Last day of August is Wednesday, and we will usher in that final day of August and your Wednesday, your hump day with our hump show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So a couple things. This is my last show until after Labor Day. And I'm trying something new. As I mentioned a couple of times over the last month or so, I've never saved my summer vacation till the very end of August and on into September. So this is unique for me. But I thought I would try and see if it helps me go into football season feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, re-energized. And really, I have not seen mom since Christmas or since I left her house in Houston right after Christmas. And so I'm desperate for a little mom time and a little family time before football begins. So that is what I have on tap. It's going to be so much fun to get off the air in the morning, go home, take care of my pets, make sure they are all set, finish the cleaning that I didn't get to tonight because there's going to be someone at my house the entire time that I'm gone, and then mostly packed, but still need to get my toiletries and a few things out of the fridge. Oh, yes, I travel with food. Whatever I don't eat beforehand, I travel with. And actually, I'm not sure what's going on in my kitchen because as I was leaving the house a little while ago, I started my dishwasher, right? Because there's dog food bowls in there that I need. And just in general, the dishwasher was full. And I'm pretty sure that as I got two blocks away from my house, the power went out for a third time. So everything seemed to go dark, including the streetlights in my neighborhood. It would have been the third time that we lost power. So I have no idea what happened with my dishwasher, because it would have been maybe 5 minutes into its cycle. I don't know if it restarted. I don't know if it just turned off. I have no idea. So I guess I'll find out when I get home whether or not my dishes are clean. I don't actually know that. But I've got, we'll call it a little over three hours from the time that I get home from work to be ready to get in the car and drive to the airport. That means it's one of those marathon days where I'm going about 36 hours without sleeping, because I do not sleep on planes. But I know it's a good problem to have. I'm looking forward to seeing family and checking out for a bit. So this is our hump show, but it's different because it's my last show of the work week. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio and on Facebook. And then you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Producer Jay just put up the spot, well, the post that you can respond to with your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which will take place on this hump show. In fact, the next time we do this, we will be mere hours away from the start of the NFL season. To that end, Mike Tomlin is keeping his starting quarterback a mystery. Maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't, but he is definitely not letting on. He's enjoying this, I think. He does enjoy this, I'm pretty sure. It was cut down day, that day where the NFL rosters finally and officially have to be down to 53, but then practice squads get filled out. As guys get released by one team, they may get picked up by another team, or they may immediately get signed to the practice squad rosters from the team that just released them. So there's all kinds of ways that business gets done over the last day when teams are scrambling to get to the requisite roster. And there are some surprises. Dak Prescott is the only quarterback on the Dallas Cowboys roster. It's not going to stay that way, obviously, but that's interesting. And so we'll go through some of the various storylines that are outstanding and that are still dangling as we head into essentially a game week. Coming up this weekend, teams are kicking into game week in game mode for the first time in 2022, regular season 2022. Actually, I guess that's not true. If I think back to the end of the regular season, it actually did extend into January. But you know what I mean. This season. Oh, there goes the perfect show. It's just going to be one of those shows. Trust me, it's going to be one of those shows. Also, we will hear from the alleged victim in the Matt Araiza case. I did not realize that she had done an interview with the CBS Evening News. But when I opened up my computer and my browser on Tuesday afternoon, there was a video and a story that was done with a reporter who interviewed Jane Doe. She was on camera. She's 18 years old now. Her face and most of her body were darkened so that you could not see her identity. But I dare say there are people out there who know her voice, probably people who are closest to her who would already have heard her version of what happened. And it's painful to hear. Along with her giving her side of the story is the attorney for Matt Araiza, who wants you to know what he thinks is happening in this whole situation. So I did not know that she had done this interview. We did not have it on the show last night, but I definitely want you to hear it on the show tonight. And maybe by now you have heard or read about the comments from John Wall and his very candid, honest, open, transparent, vulnerable story of what these last couple years have been like for him. And it includes suicidal thoughts. So again, you may have seen the headlines or even heard the interview that he did. What struck me, and we'll talk about it a little more when we get there, is that he speaks for hundreds of thousands of people, young people. I mean, we talked about this going back to 2020, how many more young people, because of the isolation, because of the lockdowns, because of their school and social lives being interrupted and uprooted, that a quarter of our young people in this country, according to studies and surveys, had considered suicide or had suicidal thoughts. And so that was a stat that I share with you going back to 2020. And I'm not at all surprised that there would be athletes who would be in that same space. Every day it seems like there are stories coming from either the world of sports, or I saw another one, a woman that I'm not familiar with, but she was a TV anchor in Wisconsin who took her own life in her 20s. And so for John Wall to speak out is no doubt scary, requires bravery and courage, but at the same time, so important for people around the country, even around the world, especially young people who may still feel lost and may still feel like the last 2 years have thrown them for a loop and have thrown them off balance, off kilter. I appreciate that John Wall is willing to speak out and to let other people know that they're not alone. So you hear from John Wall coming up. So there's a lot we want to get to on this edition of the show. Also, it's been an interesting day for our friend Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network. She is the queen of data science, the math queen. She's also the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League that she swears will be generating invites very soon. I have not yet gotten my invite. I was thinking I was going to be a fantasy football champion without a league this year. By the way, the name of my team is Wookiee of the Year. Wookiee of the Year. Anyway, I wasn't sure, and I still am not sure, because Cynthia sometimes waits until the last second. So we'll see. We'll see, but she swears that she hasn't forgotten. Anyway, she had an interesting day. She was in the center of this firestorm on social media, and her response is what I saw even before I knew what it was referring to. And so we had reached out to her even last week to come on the show, because we periodically do this and because she had spent a good portion of the preseason with the Bills. Super Bowl contender, maybe a Super Bowl favorite for a lot of people. And then, boom, an exchange she has with Baker Mayfield in Charlotte last weekend becomes a massive story. And she is left kind of, I think, a little shell-shocked, but also thinking, come on, are you kidding me? Judging by her Twitter. So we will, and also because I know her, we will ask her about that, of course. So an interesting day for Cynthia, but she's agreed to come on the show anyway. And that will, she'll join us from LA because she's no longer with the Bills, done with preseason. Everyone's done with preseason now, so it's full speed ahead to the regular season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. we can officially say it's the stretch run in Major League Baseball, right? As soon as we hit September, and maybe it's already the stretch run. You know, there's generally a power surge the later in the season that we go.
1-2. Hit well to right. Aaron Judge has done it again. Number 51 for Judge. He's 10 away from Roger Maris. It's a three-run shot. And the Yankees have opened it up. It's 7-2.
Trying to stick to my game plan. I didn't start off the night, you know, too hot with a strikeout. But, you know, the guys picked us up and, you know, got us some early runs and allowed us all to kind of relax and go out there and stick to our approach.
That's Aaron Judge along with Brennan Burke on Yankees radio. And second straight night that he's hit a home run at the Big A in Anaheim. And this time the Yankees are able to topple the Angels 7-4, snapping their three-game losing skid. I'm not sure what people are paying more attention to. The Yankees have had such a large lead in the AL East for most of the season that it's still not really in jeopardy. The closer that we get to number 61, the more people will pay attention to Aaron Judge, even over and above what the Yankees are doing as a team. You could hear the crack of the bat there in that play-by-play. Just so powerful. Five home runs in his last eight games, and he and a couple of other guys going back and forth when it comes to the major league lead for runs batted in. He's now on top with 113. Three more hits tonight, including that home run, and a packed crowd, a lot of Yankees fans. He is a California native, but there are Yankees fans everywhere, regardless of where he comes from. And here's your early after hours nerd alert. Through 130 games, Aaron Judge has 51 homers. As he chases Roger Maris, you may want to know where Roger was at this point in his historic season. Well, as it turns out, Roger Maris also had 51 home runs through 130 games. N-E-R-D-A-L-E-R-D. They're sitting in exactly the same spot. Roger Maris and Aaron Judge will be forever tied, however this works out. They'll be tied together in history. But here are the Yankees at 130 games, 32 to go. And Judge would need 10 home runs to tie Roger Maris. He would need 11 to own the single season record for the Yankees. And who knows what else he might be able to do before the season is done. It's been one incredible campaign for Aaron Judge to this point. And as we've talked about, and we'll talk about a lot more come the end of the season, he will be a free agent and says he's going to investigate, try his hand at free agency. Oh, I can't even imagine the numbers.
All rise.
The Yankees sitting on 79 wins, though. Certainly not what they expected, considering the torrid pace and the bar that was set so high in the first half. They're not even remotely the best record in Major League Baseball. In fact, two of the top teams in baseball were doing battle at Citi Field just a few hours ago. So we'll get to Dodgers and Mets. No home runs for Albert Pujols on Tuesday night. I'm telling you what, as much as I want him to hit 700, he better not do it while I'm away. If he has some kind of crazy stretch where he hits six home runs before I get back to work, I'll be really upset.
Six in a week? I wouldn't put it past him, but
no, remember he had a stretch where he had a couple with two in two different games?
I think he
had like six in like eight games?
Yeah, I think that was it. Six in seven games or six in eight games, something like that.
I mean, the man's a Hall of Famer. He could do it if he really needed to do it, but it better not happen while I'm gone.
Speak it into existence. Let's
no,
stop.
I'll be so happy for him, but I'll be so upset if I'm not here when 700 is smoked over the outfield wall. Please, Albert, just wait until I get back. Is it too much to ask, you think?
It's not.
It's not too much to ask.
I think he hears.
Sweet. All right, so we will catch up on the Diamond drama. As I say, we've got some serious topics that we want to work in, and Also, Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network. So a lot happening. My final show before my summer vacation. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, make sure you send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, because that's what we do here on The Hump Show. And I don't know, Producer Jay, have we decided when we're going to do tonight's version of Ask Amy Anything? We kind of go back and forth on it.
We haven't made that executive decision yet. But we were leaning towards...
I'm asking you to make the executive decision. I've got other things to do, so you can decide.
All right, we'll do it in the third hour.
Okay. Just the third,
Top of the third hour.
Whenever.
That's where we left off. So
top of the third hour. So just like the last couple weeks, top of the third hour is when you'll get your chance to hear your questions asked and answered if they are submitted by then. And Jay chooses to ask your question. Sometimes he likes to throw in his own and just completely ignores your questions.
That is not true at all.
Okay. It's after hours with a...
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is everywhere you are this season with the MLB app. Enjoy the show from wherever you are when you download the free MLB app to your mobile device. Never miss a second of the action with coverage of in-game highlights, pitch-by-pitch features, select live broadcast coverage, and more. Show support for your favorite team with customizable MLB club-branded icons. And tune in to exclusive premium content for every team in the league.
That is out of the ballpark!
The MLB app is your ticket to all things baseball all the time. You can even get live notifications sent to your phone, watch, and car, so you're always up to date on the biggest breaking news, scores, and standings. The MLB app is your hub for live baseball everywhere you go. The number one source of live baseball on your Apple and Android devices is the official app of Major League Baseball. Download the MLB app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Additional subscriptions may be required. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Canna trails it. Left field, way back. Long gone. This game is tied. Mark Canna buries one into the seats in left.
Payoff pitch. And this ball is hit into center field, a base hit for Lux. On a 3-2 pitch, he reached for it, knocks it into center. Freeman scores, and the Dodgers lead it 4-3. Brandon Nimmo representing the tying run. Reed sends one home, and it's a ground ball off the glove of Reed. He picks it up, long underhand toss, and the Dodgers win it. Jake Reed, he is pumped up down there with his first career save, and the Dodgers hang on to win it by a 4-3 final score to win their 90th game of the year. 52 games over 500, and the Dodgers first in Major League Baseball to get to 90 wins.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
90 wins. I know the Dodgers do this routinely every year. They have been, they did not win the NL West last year, but they have been a staple over the last decade or so. And there are times where their lead in the West has been obscene, like this season. It's not as though the Padres are slouches, though they did go through a bit of a swoon midseason. But the Padres are 13 games above 500 and 19 and a half games back of the Dodgers. That is ridiculous. Want to talk about obscene? My gosh. Wayne Randazzo on Mets radio when Mark Canha tied the game. I think it was in the fifth. And then Charlie Steiner on Dodgers radio after Gavin Lux, who had three RBI tonight, put the Dodgers back in front. They are now 90 and 38 with another three-game win streak. Eight of their last 10, and on and on and on it goes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Something new, though, for the Dodgers. This is actually interesting. Former Met Jake Reed earns his first career save.
Just an incredible game to be a part of. Super thankful to just be back here, you know, in L.A. and have trust to, you know, be given the ball and that opportunity. Just means a lot, you know. So just kind of a crazy full circle thing being back here in New York, but just an awesome game, man, and just thankful to be part of it.
This is one of the great moments for me personally. I just had a chance to spend some time with Jake, and he was really emotional and said that it was more emotional than his major league call-up. And just, you know, for him to be on the taxi for seemed like a week, but to be ready when called upon, obviously our bullpen was in the thick of it. So to be able to rely on him, and he was going to finish the game, however that meant. And it was just good the way it worked out, and just so happy for him.
That's kind of cool. He was cut by the Mets, lands with the Dodgers. Where have we heard that story before? There are several former Mets, former Yankees, who are now on the Dodgers roster. And I will say it over and over again that Dave Roberts, as well as that lineup, they've got the ability to take reclamation projects and turn them into not just viable contributors, but in some cases stars. You think about Justin Turner, who's a former Met as well and has thrived in that Dodgers lineup. So Dodgers setting the pace with 90 wins, two more games at Citi Field in New York, and they will see Clayton Kershaw. So this is interesting because it represents a bit of a change and a shift by the Mets. Clayton wasn't originally supposed to pitch in this series, but he's coming off the IL. Remember, he had some lower back pain, and the back is really his nemesis. Hasn't pitched since early August, and then had a back injury earlier in the season as well. So he's been on and off the field. But because he felt good after a bullpen session Monday, he will return at Citi Field coming up on Thursday instead of Dustin May, who was originally supposed to pitch in that third game of the series. But they want to give Dustin an extra day of rest because he's coming off of Tommy John. Speaking of coming off of Tommy John, Justin Verlander is now on the IL, even as we get into the month of September for the AL West leading Astros.
As far as the spectrum of calf injuries go, I feel like this was about as good a news as I could have gotten, specifically because I did feel a pop. And so usually that is attributed with some muscle damage. So fortunately, the pop that I felt was my fascia and not the muscle. So all in all, I think this is about as good a news as I could have hoped for.
So you hear the voice of Justin Verlander. He's on the IL with a right calf injury, but and this is not a term I've ever heard before. I'll just read it. No muscle fiber disruption. Well, that's good news.
Would you like to see his picture?
He's dodged a bullet, essentially. Doesn't know yet about the timetable, but for the Astros, I mean, to even think about a postseason run without Verlander, who's sitting on 16 wins and who is a Cy Young candidate again, that would completely change everything. So the Astros end up with a victory in Texas, not in Houston, but in Arlington, the other Texas team, because they get just enough offense. Number 22, home run number 22 for Jose Altuve. Then also in the American League, a battle of two teams that hope to be playing in October.
Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep center field. Mullins giving it a run, way back, home run, nailer. It just made it over the wall in center. And Josh Naylor with a two-run home run has put the Guardians in front.
The Guardians remain in front, and they beat the Orioles, as you hear on Guardians Radio. And right now, Cleveland has a game and a half lead at the top of the AL Central. But the Twins are on the move now. They've won five games in a row, and so they have moved within a game and a half of Cleveland in that division. And if you have any idea what is going on with the Chicago White Sox, well, you are ahead of the game. They have dropped five in a row. They're a mess. And so they're really been unable to stop the bleeding at any point over the course of this season. And maybe they end up in this final month coming up with some type of a push to get them into the wild card. But man, that AL wild card race is so crowded. Right now, Tampa is the top AL wildcard team. Same number of wins as the Mariners, but one less loss than Seattle. Toronto is the third AL wildcard, and they are all clumped together. Then you've got Twins and Orioles three games out, and the White Sox now 7.5 games out. Also, the Red Sox, who are below 500, have decided they'll keep both manager Alex Cora as well as I think it's president. His title is president of baseball ops, Chaim Bloom, but they have also faded. I wouldn't say out of contention completely, but pretty damn close. So the American League wild card is crowded, and it's going to be like Black Friday at the mall, where you better watch out for old ladies who are wielding bony elbows and potentially canes or umbrellas to get you out of the way. Not the case in the National League. I mean, there are four teams right now who are competing for the three spots. And far and away, the World Series champion Braves have a sizable lead. So whether they catch the Mets atop the NL East or they don't, those two teams are both likely to be in the playoffs. And the Phillies probably too. We could be looking at three teams from the NL East, because right now Braves and Phillies are the top two teams, though Padres and Brewers are also right there in the mix. So we are about to wrap up August, which is crazy to me. And once we hit September, there is definitely a greater sense of urgency, a little more tension around baseball. It becomes less of the lazy, hazy days of summer and a little more of the get on your horse and play like you mean it kind of a thing. Though I come back to this, and no one ever really buys into it when I say it. Every game counts the same. So a game you lose in April matters just as much as a game that you lost in September. It's just that you have less time to make things up now. All right, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I see one man has decided to send us all, well, it's like a full tweet of NHL questions. Jay, don't ask those, please. And then also on our Facebook page, don't ask me who's going to win the Super Bowl or how many wins a particular team is going to have.
Oh, I've gotten that too already.
Already. Great. So either on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page, phone number is 855-212-4227. John Gruden speaks for the first time in a long time.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
the leader. Max is still here. Yannick, Darren, you know, Josh, Alec. I'm stopping naming people before I forget. But, you know, we still have our room of guys, our leaders, right? And more now than ever, you know, we had to step up and be a voice.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Derek Carr, who not only was the leader of the offense and a captain and the football leader of the Las Vegas Raiders last season, but had to be so much more than that. And I think he believes that his role is to be a mentor, is to be a helper, is to be a friend, is to be someone who is a really good teammate. You may remember last week, I think it was last week, when he had to answer questions about Tom Brady potentially going to Vegas instead of Tampa, and the whole Dana White revelation on the Gronk cast of UFC, blah, blah, blah.
Sorry.
And so, of course, people trot right back, people as in media, trot right back to Derek to say, hey, did you hear about this? It, you know, you could have been on the way out. It could have been Tom Brady's team, yada, yada, yada. And Derek said, hey, I didn't even know this was happening. We had, I think it was a Raiders employee who had a death in the family. And so I was trying to be a helper there and trying to be an encourager there. The man takes this job as leader and captain and face of the franchise very seriously. And he definitely loves people and goes above and beyond when it comes to his relationships. Last year, though, that was challenged more than any quarterback or leader of a team would ever expect. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Not only did his head coach, the one who had stumped for him, the one with whom he had formed a relationship, end up resigning because of some emails that were released in which he used offensive language. So not only did his head coach resign, but then the Henry Ruggs accident that killed a woman and her dog, that whole just really painful situation for anyone who cared about Henry. And we know that Derek Carr is one of those people. I remember Derek saying that he and Henry had just exchanged text messages before Ruggs and his girlfriend got into a car. They were at Top Golf, I believe. And so Derek Carr had to step into a void left by his head coach, but also had to try to lead his team through a really tumultuous stretch, a challenge. And yet the team came together, decided that wasn't going to be the end of their story, and they pushed through. And it was a testament to not only Derek Carr, but Rich Bisaccia, that they were able to survive to a playoff spot. But just in general, being able to focus on football and get out there and play at your best, the task at hand. Maybe at times it was a relief, considering everything that was happening off the field. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Derek Carr remains the quarterback, of course, under Josh McDaniels. And John Gruden, he's not going away quietly. For the first time since the emails were released, now he believes that the NFL used him as a sacrificial lamb, hung him out to dry, essentially. He thinks his emails were released and others were kept private. Others maybe from owner Daniel Snyder or those who were associated with, at the time, the Washington Redskins, now the Washington Commanders. So Gruden was speaking in Arkansas on Tuesday at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, And he indicated he was going to be honest with those people who were on hand to hear him speak. And he did, in fact, address the emails that led to his resignation and the fact that he doesn't want that to be the end of his story.
I'm not going to say anything but honest things here. I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails, and I'll make no excuses for it. It's shameful. But I am a good person. I believe that. I go to church. I've been married for 31 years. I got three great boys. I still love football. I've made some mistakes, but I don't think anybody else in here hasn't. And I just ask for forgiveness, and hopefully I get another shot.
If you don't remember, these emails that were released were they 10 years old? I don't remember exactly, but they were older. Not that that excuses anything, but just giving it context. And they used language that was offensive in terms of being racist and anti-gay language and just in general, a lot of, well, let's be honest, while Gruden's being honest, a lot of language that you would find in communications where people never expect to be found out or never expect to be exposed. Who people are in private very often is not who they are in public. But as I said at the time, and it's not as though I'm excusing the use of the language, but what I could not believe is that he actually wrote them in emails. I always thought John Gruden was a pretty smart guy, but are you kidding? There's nothing private about email or anything that you put out there on the internet, information superhighway. So going back to last October, there was this New York Times article that contained all these emails, Wall Street Journal as well. And because of this NFL investigation that actually was into Washington, but Gruden had been going back and forth with one of the former Washington executives. He was the one who was exposed. And the NFL has got a whole lot of other material that it's either sitting on or refusing to release. And you may know, or you may remember, that there have been requests for the NFL to share the findings, more detailed findings of its Washington investigation, but it's refused or has indicated that it's destroyed a lot of the material and that it's not a public investigation. And yet somehow these Gruden emails became public. So it's fishy, to be sure. Does not excuse his behavior, but the way the whole thing went down and the fact that he was the only one really who was targeted, if these were leaks that were done with a purpose, I can understand why he's upset about it and to that end has filed a lawsuit.
I get choked up, you know, because there's a lot of misunderstanding out there right now. What you read, what you hear, what you watch on TV. Hell, I worked at ESPN for 9 years. I worked hard at that job. I don't even want to watch the channel anymore because I don't believe everything is true.
I feel like I have to recuse myself from that, considering that I worked there too.
I don't even want to watch the channel anymore.
I'm just not going to respond to that. But I do appreciate that there are many people who are suspect and suspicious when it comes to the media. I understand that 100%. And I am the same way. Even though I'm a journalist and I work hard to maintain credibility, I work hard to maintain objectivity, there are people who don't believe it. And I mean, that's fine. There are also particular news networks that I do not believe have credibility and that I do not believe what they report. And I do believe there's a slant or a bent. So I understand what he's saying. Everybody's got bosses. And every media corporation has angles. So, yeah, I think that's funny, actually, what John Gruden has to say. But you can hear him get emotional there. You can. I don't know if I believe that he's going to get another opportunity in the NFL. I could see him taking a job in college. Now, he's not really a college guy. If he was, he would have jumped at a college job long before he returned to the NFL with the Raiders because he had opportunities. And so in the meantime, whether or not he wants to go to college, he's got a lawsuit outstanding against the NFL and the commissioner, Roger Goodell, again, that they selectively leaked his emails to force him out of Las Vegas. And get this, 650,000 emails collected in this investigation of Washington, but Gruden's were the only ones made public. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to recognize that that math just doesn't work. Speaking of math, well, Cynthia Freeland is the queen of math for NFL Network, and she will join us coming up next. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.